With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I'm Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. U.S. agriculture groups are now reacting to the USDA's latest proposed Packers and Stockyards rule titled Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets. From the USDA, the rule would tackle long-standing challenges around interpretations of unfairness and competitive injury for the livestock, meat, and poultry sectors. Meanwhile, National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane calls the proposed rule a direct attack on cattle producer profitability. By creating criteria that effectively deems any innovation or differentiation in the marketplace improper, he says the USDA is sending a clear message that cattle producers should not derive any free market benefit, but be paid one low price, regardless of quality, in the name of so-called fairness. National Chicken Council Interim President Gary Kushner says the latest rulemaking retreads a failed proposal from more than a decade ago, which was written by a plaintiff's lawyer who made money suing poultry companies. The current facelift to the harm to competition rule would open the floodgates to frivolous and costly litigation, Kushner says, adding that the proposal would inflict billions in economic harm. Check out the rule for yourself at aginfo.net. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report